With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever find out on like Wednesday that you have off on Monday and everybody has plans and you don't?
Welcome to my life.
I just didn't think we had this one off. I thought we had next month, the President's Day, but I just didn't realize that this was a holiday.
And you're such a planner that it surprised me.
I know.
And so we were all sitting around talking about our plans because I'm going to Loon to go skiing. You're going where, Annie?
I'm going to Meredith, New Hampshire with like 12 of my friends. It's
going
to be.
Producer Dan, where are you going?
New York City, Times Square.
So Kennedy is scrambling. She's on the computer. She's like, what can I do? Where am I going? I invited her to go with me. You could have come with me, Kennedy.
What's that? Thanks, though.
Just you, me, and Barrett skiing all weekend? Because Lana's not even going.
That's a lot.
That's so fun.
Lana's like, oh, I can have the weekend alone. You go have fun skiing. I'll be at the house watching Netflix. So you now have plans. Would you like to reveal what exactly has happened?
Yeah. So casino guy was like, do you want to go to New York? And I was like, sure. So going to New York.
Called an audible.
But here's the thing. And I'm super excited because, I love New York.
Right.
And I wish I could be there on Broadway every day of my life. So, but here's the thing. We've literally never spent that much time together.
You guys are always like out in public. It's never.
Yeah.
Like
and it's usually on a weekday and I usually have to go home.
Right.
Have you ever spent the night at his place?
One time, but I had to go to work the next day.
And how long have you and Casino Guy been seeing each other now?
Some months.
6 months?
Something like that. I don't really count. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So how long will you be together for this trip?
So we leave on Friday and come back on Monday.
So that's like three nights together.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
So I've never, I'm kind of neurotic when I travel, and I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but I cannot remember the last time I flew with another human being.
Mm.
You know, I travel by myself all the
right.
time.
Might have been me.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, like we went somewhere for work.
Yeah, like the Grammys or something.
In 2007. Yeah.
So I get to the airport wicked early. And
of course.
You know, I have my things that I do, and I was like, what should I pack? Because I'm, are we going to go to a nice dinner or, and the weather's going to be awful, so I just want to make sure. And he's like, I'll just pack for all occasions. And he goes, does that mean you're checking a bag? I am a bag checker.
I don't know why you do this to yourself.
It doesn't do anything to me. It doesn't bother me in the least. And then I don't bump anybody's head, and I'm not trying to shove things in a place they don't belong, and I'm not holding up traffic.
No, okay, boomer, nobody cares.
Carry on all day. It's like one trip to get groceries.
It doesn't bother me in the least.
It's the new way to travel.
It doesn't bother me in the least. It bothers me that people bring on 8 bags and I have to wait for them. So anyway, I'm not checking it back, so I'll get over that. And then, we really don't have plans per se. And, I was like, do you want to go see some shows? And he's like, sure, we can get tickets, maybe when we get there. And I'm like, when we get there?
Yeah, that doesn't sit well with you.
But it's fine. I forget what he did for a living. So
are you two staying in the same room?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, I don't know.
So that's the thing I'm curious about, because I know you're very antsy and uncomfortable with. You're going to get much more intimate with each other's bodily functions.
Well, no, we won't, because I will go to the lobby. And I'm not even kidding. This is in the few times that I've had the first night with a hotel with this person.
This
with
is a
person.
Really big deal.
And then so also I'm going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I might be able to sleep till 5, but I would never ask him to get up at that ungodly hour. So
no.
I'm hoping they have a nice lobby that I can read a book in or a restaurant closed. So I can
remember
drink coffee.
The first weekend away that Lana and I had for 3 nights. We went to St. Augustine, Florida.
Hey.
And we had a romantic and wonderful time.
How long had you been together?
We had been together just a couple of months.
Yeah, but has she been sleeping over and stuff?
I don't think so. I mean, no.
Mm.
To be honest with you, that was so long ago.
Yeah. So, and it's not, I'm already, so I was like, I'm looking for interesting places in New York to have a dining experience. And I find this place called the Ninja Restaurant.
Oh, that sounds so New York.
And they come at you like ninjas. And they serve you your food, like with swords and stuff.
Oh,
amazing.
What?
And what did Casino Guy say about that?
Well, and here's the problem, because this is who I am. He sent me one text, because I asked him if he could get Saturday Night Live tickets, and it's no Saturday Night Live. I'm like, thank you. We'll figure out fun stuff. Oh my God, check out this restaurant, www.ninjanewyork.com. Ninjas literally come at you. Lights thing is on fire. The food looks good. I made reservations for Sunday, just in case. I'm going to ruin this before it
You're
starts.
A lot, huh?
Yeah. Just slow down. Let it happen.
Huh? I think I just hate lines, and I don't ever want to wait in the line.
He's not going to wait in line.
No, and I think he's good for you because he just coasts through life.
I don't think he's ever been mad in his life.
No, and I love this for him.
My girlfriend has, because we're going to New York as well.
Yes, I know.
She has a full itinerary. You can just borrow ours.
And that's just how I am. I don't need every moment planned, but I'd like to have reservations for dinner because, like I said, waiting in line is not my
jam. Yeah, but you'll figure it out. There's a million and five places in New York City.
Woosa.
Have y'all met me?
I know, but you got to go with it.
I'm kind of into the ninja place.
I'll send you the link.
Thank you.
Have a great time.
I'm excited. I really am.
Guy in New York City.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind for him to, like, he's doing all the work, so it's really nice.
Are we going on a double date?
I would, yes.
There's only one place.
No,
you
can't
go
away for the first time with him and then
and I show up.
Go up with your
I
need to be super clear about this. We are not romantic people. That is not what this relationship is about.
No. But it to be that.
No, I don't want that's it to not be the
that.
Point.
I don't want it to be that, and neither does he. We both
you
got bigger
that.
Fish. I do. We actually have discussions about it quite often.
I'm a great drinking buddy. We'll get along great with this guy. I love a dive bar.
I'm canceling New Hampshire. I'm coming. I'm the fifth wheel.
Dan, you won't have dive bars. You're going to drink some nice wine, baby.
This is what I wanted for you, Kennedy. A little Marvin Gaye.
There'll be that too, but we're not coming out of this as a couple. No, thank you. He don't want it. It's good. He's
love
got people. I've got people. It's fine.
Yes,
but he's a great, great man.
I love him.
But I do too. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He ain't let you check your bag.
I'm sweating my palms.
All right, that is it for us. We are done. Have a great
day. Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.